This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited the Ahmedabad Civil Hospital in Gujarat this morning and met those injured in Air India plane crash. Later, in a social media post, the Prime Minister said they're all devastated by the air tragedy in Ahmedabad. He said the loss of so many lives in such a sudden and heartbreaking manner is beyond words. He extended condolences to the bereaved families. Mr. Modi also visited the plane crash site and took stock of the situation. The Prime Minister, in a social media post, said the scene of devastation is saddening. He met officials and teams working tirelessly in the aftermath. Mr. Modi said his thoughts remain with those who lost their loved ones in this unimaginable tragedy. Prime Minister Modi's visit came a day after the deadly Boeing 787-8 crash, which claimed the lives of 241 people, including 12 crew members on board. Several security agencies are involved in the rescue work. The plane crashed immediately after takeoff from Ahmedabad Airport yesterday. The aircraft, operating from Ahmedabad to London Gatwick, plunged into a residential complex near BJ Medical College, killing 241 people on board. A person who's a British national of Indian origin survived the crash and is currently undergoing treatment at a local hospital.
मैं जो साइड पे था ना वो साइड हॉस्टल पे नहीं लैंड हुई थी हॉस्टल के जो ग्राउंड फ्लोर है ना जैसे नीचे वहां लैंड हुई थी तो मुझे दूसरे के बारे में मेरे को पता नहीं लेकिन मैं जहां लैंड हुआ था ना वो नीचे की साइड थी वहां थोड़ा पेस भी था प्लेन के जब बाहर तो जब जैसे मेरा डोर टूटा ना सब देखा ना जब थोड़ा इधर पेस है मैं ट्राई कर सकता हूं निकलने के लिए तो फिर मैं निकल गया उधर क्योंकि अपोजिट साइड पे था ना वो बिल्डिंग का वो था ना दीवार तो उधर से कोई शायद नहीं निकल सका होगा क्योंकि उधर पूरा उधर ही क्रैश हुआ था पता नहीं मैं कैसे बचा हूं.
And now we go over live to our correspondent Aparna Khunt in Ahmedabad. Aparna, what is the latest update you have on the Prime Minister's visit?
Prime Minister Narendra Modi met the family members of the former Chief Minister of Gujarat, Vijay Rupani, at the airport. PM talked to Mrs. Anjali Rupani, who is the wife of Vijay Rupani, at the airport. Before that, PM visited the crash site and took stock of the situation. He also visited the civil hospital and met the injured undergoing treatment at the hospital. Meanwhile, the three dead bodies which are identified have been handed over to the family members at the civil hospitals. But the dead bodies which were severely burned will be handed over only after the DNA match, and the reports are expected to come within 3 days.
Thank you, Aparna, for the update. Israel launched unprecedented strikes on Iran last night, targeting its nuclear program and senior military leaders in an attack that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said will last many days. The attack plunges West Asia into fresh uncertainty, increasing the risk of regional war as Israel braces for Iran's retaliation. The operations at the Delhi airport continue to run smoothly. However, due to evolving airspace conditions over Iran, Iraq, and neighboring region, some flight schedules have been impacted. In an advisory, the Delhi International Airport Limited advised the passengers to contact their respective airlines for latest updates regarding their flights. It also urged the passengers to rely on official sources for accurate and up-to-date information. Indian embassies in Israel and Iran have issued advisories to the Indian nationals to stay vigilant and adhere to the safety protocols. The step has been taken in the wake of Israel's strike on Iran. In a social media post, the Indian embassy urged the Indian nationals in both countries to exercise caution, avoid unnecessary travel within the country and stay close to safety shelters. It also urged the citizens to follow the embassy's social media accounts for further advisories. In the ICC World Test Championship final, the third day will begin today after Australia finished day two at 144-8 in their second innings yesterday, holding a 218-run lead over South Africa with Stark and Nathan Lyon at crease. South Africa's Kagiso Rabada and Lungi Ngidi each claimed 3 wickets. And the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in Karnataka, Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Konkan, Goa and Maharashtra over the next 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.